What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 173. In this episode, I'll discuss an article about the anticoagulant reversal agent, seroparenteg, answer the drug information question, how can serum sodium be re-lowered if hyponatremia is corrected too fast, and share a resource about intranasal medication delivery. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode173. If you know someone who would find this podcast helpful, please share it with them. The article for this episode is titled Single-Dose Seroparenteg Safely and Completely Reverses Anticoagulant Effects of Edoxaban. The lead author is J.E. Ansel, and this was published in the journal Thrombosis and Hemostasis, January 2017. Seroparenteg, or PER-977, is a broad-spectrum anticoagulant reversal agent under fast-track review at the FDA. As I discussed in episode 75, seroparenteg is reported to antagonize the effects of all anticoagulants except warfarin and argatroban, even enoxaparin and fenfluramine. It binds anticoagulants through non-covalent hydrogen bonding and charge-charge interactions. The authors of this study sought to assess the safety, tolerability, and impact on anticoagulation reversal of seroparenteg alone and following a 60 mg dose of the oral factor 10A inhibitor edoxaban. The study was a double-blind, placebo-controlled trial. 80 healthy patients were given escalating single IV doses of seroparenteg alone and following a 60 mg oral dose of edoxaban. Following 60 mg edoxaban, a single IV dose of seroparenteg 100 to 300 mg demonstrated full reversal of anticoagulation within 10 minutes. This effect was sustained for 24 hours. Fibrin diameter within clots was measured, and this returned to normal within 30 minutes of seroparenteg. Periorbital and facial flushing and a cool sensation occurred in some patients following IV injection of seroparenteg. The primary route of excretion for the metabolite was renal. The authors looked for evidence of procoagulant activity from seroparenteg by examining D-dimer, prothrombin fragments, and tissue factor pathway inhibitor levels. No procoagulant effect of seroparenteg was detected. The authors concluded, seroparenteg in healthy subjects is safe and well-tolerated with minor non-dose-limiting adverse events. Baseline hemostasis was restored from the anticoagulated state with doses of 100 to 300 mg seroparenteg within 10 to 30 minutes of administration and sustained for at least 24 hours. The idea of being able to completely reverse medications with seroparenteg that have until now been unreversible is very exciting. There's certainly an unmet clinical need in this area. The potential procoagulant effects of andexanet alpha for reversal of oral factor 10A inhibitors is disturbing. If the lack of procoagulant effect holds up in further trials with seroparenteg, it will be the ideal agent for reversing non-warfarin anticoagulants. The only thing I don't look forward to learning is how much it costs. I cannot locate any additional trials or information that give any hint on when the FDA will approve seroparenteg. The only clinical trials seem to be phase 1 and 2 trials in healthy patients. It would seem that at least one trial in patients requiring anticoagulant reversal would be needed before FDA approval would be granted. The drug information question for this episode is how can serum sodium be re-lowered if hyponatremia is corrected too fast? And the answer is with dextrose and desmopressin. As I discussed in episode 32, serum sodium should not be corrected faster than 9 MEQs in the first 24 hours of hyponatremia treatment. The risk of correcting the serum sodium concentration too quickly is osmotic demyelination of the nervous system. This syndrome results in irreversible or partially reversible neurologic damage. The risk is serious enough that if a patient with hyponatremia has a serum sodium rise greater than 9 MEQs in 24 hours or 18 MEQs in 48 hours, relowering of the serum sodium should be considered. This is supported by animal data which show it is effective in preventing osmotic demyelination syndrome. The regimen to use is 6 mLs per kilo of 5% dextrose and water IV, repeated until the serum sodium rise is back below 9 MEQs in 24 hours or 18 MEQ in 48 hours. Desmopressin is also given at a dose of 2 micrograms every 6 hours IV or subcutaneously. Shout out to Pharmacy Cole for mentioning the resource for this episode in the Pharmacy Nation Slack group, and that's intranasal.net. Intranasal.net is a website that aggregates information on the intranasal delivery of medications, concepts, clinical uses, educational material, a bibliography, and protocols for the intranasal use of medications are found on this website. ACP CE credits are now available for followers of the podcast. Starting with the February 2017 episodes, I have bundled them into a one-hour ACPE CE program. You can register by going to pharmacyjoe.com and clicking on Continuing Education in the menu. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.